KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says the hefty sentence handed to a former detective convicted of conspiracy to commit murder should be a wake-up call to crooked cops. Roshan Lal Banau was slapped with 10 years imprisonment by the Newcastle Magistrates Court yesterday for plotting to kill Umzinyathi District Commissioner Francis Slambert. The detective captain was dismissed in 2021 after he was allegedly linked to a drug syndicate Slambert was investigating. He was arrested in November 2023 after intelligence found that he failed three attempts to kill her. In his last attempt, Banau offered two men 50,000 rand to carry out the hit. The pair turned state witnesses and weren't prosecuted. General Mkhwanazi welcomed the sentence.
The disturbing thing in the main was that the person was behind the criminal syndicate is a policeman that served the SAPS for 39 years, short of 6 months before he goes on retirement. We are quite happy that the court has found this man guilty. We can take the 10 years. And at least we hope that this will restore law and order in that district.
Speaking outside court yesterday, Slambert said she won't be deterred from doing her job.
I'm not saying that I'm not bruised, but I'm saying we are vindicated as a SAPS, and I have actually become a Punuga Pampete. Trust the system, and the system has showed that, yes, justice can be served. It may be delayed a little, but it will be served.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has encouraged provincial government departments to bank with Itala. Itala hasn't been trading since January after the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority lodged a court application for it to be liquidated. It cited that the bank was technically and legally insolvent. Last week, a court ruling permitted Itala to resume partial operations, which the repayment administrator is appealing. During a media briefing yesterday, Ntuli said Itala is not just a bank, but a beacon of the struggle for economic justice and dignity.
Let our municipalities follow suit, not out of obligation, but out of conviction. For it is not only lawful to do so, it is right. There exist no legal impediments to choosing Itala SOC as our preferred financial partner within the province.
And abroad, the Kremlin's indicated Vladimir Putin won't be among the Russian delegation traveling to Turkey for talks with Ukraine. The Russian president is not among the list of names released, as Sky's Ivor Bennett explains.
This is a much more junior contingent, which is designed, I think, to try and humiliate Volodymyr Zelensky, who's been saying all week that he's prepared to go to Istanbul and he's been calling on Vladimir Putin to come. Vladimir Putin is not someone who responds kindly to ultimatums.
Meanwhile, a U.S. official says President Donald Trump will also not attend the talks. He'd previously indicated he was thinking of going to Turkey if Putin would be there. Durban, a high of 25 degrees today. Pietermaritzburg, 26. Richards Bay, 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, the rugby community has been rocked by the passing of former Springbok Cornel Hendricks. Sundowns crowned Betway Premiership champions and Du Plessis to fight Chimaev at UFC 319.